The travel habits of Energy Secretary Hazel O'Leary came under fire in Congress again today. The General Accounting Office issued a long-awaited report on two of the Energy Secretary's most ambitious foreign trips. More than 100 staffers and private business people flew with O'Leary. Some went to India in 1994. Others went to South Africa last summer. Critics have described these trips as little more than outrageously wasteful ribbon-cutting exercises. Defenders say they helped drum up billions of dollars worth of new contracts for American energy firms. Today's GAO report suggests that Energy Department accountants did a bad job tracking the costs of the foreign travel. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
For several months now, GAO investigators have been looking into why two foreign trade missions led by Hazel O'Leary cost more than $1 million. They've asked accountants at the Department of Energy to send them things like hotel receipts, restaurant bills, and plane tickets. The investigators had hoped to match these documents against official spending records. It hasn't been an easy task. In a new report on Energy Department spending, GAO investigators say many of the requested receipts were never even delivered to their offices. Republican Martin Hoke, a longtime critic of Secretary O'Leary, says it's one of the sloppiest cases of bookkeeping he's ever seen.
$255,000 out of a total cost of $1.28 million, or 20%, was, quote, unsubstantiated. Now that's Washington talk for no one knows where the money went. $255,000.
There's no evidence that anyone at the Department of Energy did anything illegal with this money, but critics like Hoke and Republican Thomas Bliley of Virginia say that shouldn't be the point. In an oversight hearing today, both men renewed calls for O'Leary's resignation. Here's the way Bliley put it.
And there isn't a sales representative or employee in the country who could come back to his boss with hundreds of thousands of dollars in unexplained expenses and expect to hold his or her job. Cabinet-level departments ought to be run at least as efficiently as a regional sales office.
O'Leary has been scolded by the White House for her frequent travels abroad, but it's not clear whether this new report will do her any long-term harm. At today's hearings, a series of Democrats noted that some of the receipts in question were apparently stuck over at the State Department, which is closed by the partial government shutdown. They also noted that the Energy Department's accounting system had recently been improved. They also noted, with some disgust, that no one connected with the foreign trips had been invited to respond to the charges leveled in the GAO report, all of which caused Democrat Elizabeth Furse of Oregon to wonder aloud.
Why are we here? The federal government is now shut down to the tune of $40 million every day. If the House leadership put as much energy into negotiating a solution to this great problem as they do in finding fault with Secretary O'Leary, I don't think we'd have a government shutdown today, but that's just my opinion.
A spokesman for O'Leary's office seconded that point of view, but no one expects this controversy to fade anytime soon. Another federal probe is underway, and more congressional hearings are likely. Even if she ends up keeping her job, the secretary is not likely to lead too many more groups of private businessmen on overseas travels. This is a source of great concern to some of the businessmen who feel they owe their overseas contracts to trips they took with O'Leary, like Lee Richards, the president of a California-based wind energy company. He was part of a delegation O'Leary led to China last year.
We signed letters of interest totaling $182 million. We're a very small firm in an industry that's struggling to make its way. I'm concerned that that business will disappear if a government support disappears.
Richards says he flew with O'Leary in one of the planes described as lavish in press reports. He says the air conditioning and the toilets were broken and the food was served on paper plates. He adds that he'd love to say as much under oath in a congressional hearing if only Congress would call. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.